Please be advised this call may be monitored or recorded for quality and training purposes.
Thank you for calling Family First After Hours Line. Please remain on the line for the next available agent.
Good evening, Family First LLC Answering Service. This is Alex. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm employed with your company. I mean, I'm not an aide. I'm a person that I have an aide coming over every day, 6 days a week. Her name is Damaya King. Please have somebody tell her to make sure she locks my front door because my landlord's threatened to get me kicked out of here if she doesn't lock my front door when she checks my mail. I'm getting ready to get kicked out of here because she don't lock the front door.
I'm so sorry. I'm just trying to understand. You mentioned that you are an employee with a company.
No, I have an aide coming every day. I'm not
understood.
Working for your company. I'm a client.
You're the patient. Understood.
I'm the patient, yes. And I have an aide. Her name is Damaya King. I'm not going to complain about her because she don't want to have a cook, so I have to do all my own cooking the best I can. But she's got to make sure she locks that front door because my landlord threatened to kick me out of here, and be kicked out of here if she don't lock the front door when she checks my mail.
Understood. So you just want to make sure that she locks the front door.
She's got to lock the front door. I can't make it to the front door to check. I shouldn't have to check and make sure she locks that door. I can't get kicked out of here because she's not locking the door.
Understand. Sure. Let me just gather some information so I can send this. May
yeah.
I have your name and last name, please?
Michelle Angelista. And she's threatening to walk out of me. She's threatening to walk out of me. If she walks out of me, do you have another aide available that can work 6 days?
I wouldn't be able to answer that question, ma'am. That's why I would love to gather your information and send this message to the office so they can help you with all of that. And may I have your name? I couldn't hear you the first time. You're breaking up a little bit. Sorry.
Michelle Angelista.
Oh, Michelle Angelou, you mentioned?
Angelista. Angelista, A-N-G-E-L-I-S, as in Sam T. as in Thomas A. Angelista.
Understood. May I have a good callback number, please?
267-463-8165.
Understood. So that'll be 267-463-8165.
Yes.
Thank you. One moment, please. And may I have your date of birth as well?
March 30th, 1955.
Understood. One moment, please. What town are you in?
I'm Philadelphia County.
I'm so sorry. Which one?
Philadelphia.
Oh, Philadelphia. Understood. Thank you. One moment, please. Thank you for your patience. And just to recap, because again, I'm just trying to understand, you are requesting the aid to lock the door, always.
To lock the front door when she checks my mail. Because the neighbor upstairs is complaining about it, and she said she's going to report me to the landlord and have me thrown out of here. I can't risk being homeless because the aide's not doing what she's supposed to do.
Understood. Sure.
I don't
Thank
mind
you.
The
I
fact that she screams at me all the time. I don't mind the fact that I have to fall on the floor because I can't do my own cooking, but she can't cook. I don't mind the fact that she didn't even know how to make a cup of tea. What kind of person
Understood.
Don't know how to put a tea bag in a cup with some boiling water? I can't make you tea. I don't know how to make tea. I buy the iced tea at the store, at the 7-Eleven. I don't make tea. I don't know how to make tea. How do you know how to put hot water in a cup with a tea bag? I can't do my own cooking. I've been doing all my own cooking. I have been. but I can't. It's hard for me because I'm crippled.
Understood. Thank you. I have all the information that I need. I will relay your message so they can help you with that.
Yes, and she's going to find out that I reported her for this, and she's going to put him in. I won't have nobody. I just want to correct the situation, you know, that she locked the front door. I don't mind if I do my own cooking. I'll do my own cooking if I have to. But she's got to make sure she locks that front door, because if not, I'll be in the street. I can't take that chance.
Understood. Sure, I will relay your message so they can call you back to see how they can help you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye now.